Hasu Patel is one of the few distinguished female sitarists in the world today. Ms. Patel, with tabla player Arup Chattopadhyay, are tuning up before giving a workshop at the Eastman School of Music. Ellen Koskoff, professor of ethnomusicology and director of ethnomusicology programs, says the world of women sitarists is very small.
Until recently, women generally did not play instruments in North India. In South India, there's more of a tradition on the veena, but in the North, it's very rare. Until about 20 years ago, when things began to open up a little bit, and now many more women are playing sitar.
Hasu Patel began studying sitar as a child. She'd go on to be the first woman to ever receive a music degree with a gold medal in the 75 years history of the Faculty of Fine Arts School in Baroda, India.
My father was my mentor. He was a physician, a doctor, but he had a vision for his children to learn music so they can become more humble in their life. And I started very early age, around 6 years old, learning sitar for 15 years, 8 hours a day, training. And it was a rough training. They also taught me how to play tabla and the voice. And that's where I became interested in just this part of my life, to play sitar.
The sitar was not necessarily an instrument that women were really invited to play. So why do you think your father chose that for you?
My father wanted me to play sitar so I can play the sitar in my grief, sorrow, or my pleasure alone and enjoy this whole music and take this art with me for the next life. He's always telling me this is a gift from him.
The sitar has evolved over 1300 years. Hasu Patel's instrument, designed for her, is the latest evolution. Hasu plays the sitar in a style known as Gayaki, in which the instrument sounds like the human voice. Instrument. It's really very beautiful. It's also huge.
This instrument is a gourd instrument. It has 18 to 20 frets, 7 major strings, pliable frets, so you can bring the microtones between the notes.
And it's inlaid with what?
In the past, they put it ivory, not in the modern time, but the sitar is always decorated with the fine ivory, handmade. There is no machinery. Even pegs are also wooden pegs or the ivory pegs too.
Again, Ellen Koskoff.
One of the things that makes Hasu important here is because she's one of the first women to become a public performer. Women have studied sitar and been part of musical families where sitar was performed, and they've actually taught sitar. The thing that separates Hasu from other women, and the thing that separates the two periods in history, is that now women are more performers, public performers, who are earning a living at it as professional musicians. That's the part that has changed most dominantly over the past 20 years, and Hasu is one of the pioneers of that.
Hasu Patel teaches sitar, tabla, and vocal music at her own school of music and also at the Conservatory of Music at Oberlin College in Ohio. She's performed the classical music of India at many music festivals, including Woodstock's 30th anniversary and the Chicago Jazz Festival. Isabel Neuberger, WXXI News.